Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah.
All right, you want to know what 40,000 square feet is? Kent goes into great detail here.
Yeah, I got some barbecue sauce on my mouse.
We just can't have nice things.
Well, I didn't really get it on my... I think I got some barbecue on my hands, and then I'm running my mouse here. For my computer, and my mouse is a little slippery.
Slimy?
Yeah. It's affecting my movement. I don't like it.
All right. 40,000 square feet.
So when you get a chance during the break, we'll have to clean out my mouse.
0.92 acres.
Wipe off your hands.
If it were all on a single floor, it would cover an entire football field, sideline to sideline, north 10-yard line to the back of the south end zone.
And that is Jordan's house, or the one I was talking about. The
40,000-footer.
Yeah, Jordan's.
Oh, that 45 is that $225 million
in Bel Air. That's the Bel Air house. So basically,
one floor is one football field.
Pretty much.
Jesus.
Jordan's was like a studio. It was only 10,000 square feet.
Yeah, you're right. That's just a full-time staff keeping that house up.
But in Park City, that's considered a middle-class neighborhood.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. At only 7.5 mil.
Josh Blue tomorrow. Also, Jamie Kennedy's going to phone the program. Josh will be in the studio. FunnyButOmaha.com.
He's going to be mean.
Mean to Craig.
Funny for cool the rest
us.
Of us.
Cool with us.
Meanie.
All right, getting a lot of questions about the drink you and Petey were imbibing.
It's called Pure...
Pura.
Pura Still. What's the top? What's the state above it? It's called the. It's got alcohol, 4.5.
Spiked still water.
Yeah, it's not carbonated, which is that's why I don't like those drinks.
Not carbonated. Ooh, I got the blackberry one.
That's what I had. It's good.
Yeah, when I was reading all the hydration stuff, that's the first. That's a new term now. Still water. It means it's not bubbly.
It's not bubbly, right?
The stuff that comes out of your tap is still water.
4.5. That's a good beer.
Oh, you'll get that question if you go to a. Really nice restaurant right. Every now and again. So you want sparkling or still water.
Right. Which is tap.
Yeah.
Made with coconut water. 95 calories.
I'm not worried about the calories I'm drinking. Because you end up drinking more anyway. You know. Good stuff, though.
Yeah, serious drinkers aren't really counting calories.
No. You take into account you're going to get drunk that day and worry about the calories the next day.
Now take one of those to the gym with you today and see if it helps with the hydration. Yeah. Just keep tipping that.
Probably going to help with a good nap today. I'm only doing one, though. I'm a professional.
One nap or?
No, one of those drinks.
Yes, on both.
Pura, P-U-R-A?
Yeah, Pura. Yes. Yeah.
Still.
Omaha Tap House brought them in. And you should be able to drink at work, too, folks. It's cool if you can. I know a lot of work looks down on that, but ours doesn't.
At 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Many places, that's a fireable offense.
It is.
I'm going to say the vast majority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Craig?
Oh.
You sound disgusted.
I'm not. We're celebrating National Edge Day today.
Guitar player for U2?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It promotes National Edge Day, promotes a movement of youth refraining from using alcohol, tobacco, and other recreational drugs.
For just one day?
As part of the Straight Edge movement, teens and young adults pledge to live a clean lifestyle.
And be
until
boring.
Until they don't.
Many who follow the movement also abstain from recreational sex and unhealthy food choices.
Oh, God.
That's when you can do all that stuff.
Yeah, I thought edging was like a sex term.
The day also encourages the support of those who choose to live the straight edge lifestyle.
We're not those people.
Abstaining from tobacco, alcohol, and recreational drugs is not an indication someone is dull. Many who live on the edge do so without these enhancements.
See, I don't like the word edge, because that's not edgy, being
well,
sober.
Well, straight edge.
Yeah, straight edge.
They are straight edge.
I got it.
You know, I don't want my kids to start partying at all at their age, and they're not into it right now, which is cool, but I know eventually they're going to have a few drinks.
Edging, also called surfing, peeking, teasing, and more, is the practice of stopping yourself from reaching orgasm right when you're on the cusp.
That's where you heard about it, because you knew it. Todd didn't read that. That was off the top of his head.
Yeah, this just sounds like you don't do anything that's fun, kids.
Until you do.
Whatever the opposite of edge is, that's what I'll be doing today.
Having an orgasm?
You're just going to go ahead and go through with it?
The recreational
drink. I already drank today.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Petey already drank today. That is not cool.
And I'm about to.
I know, you are, yeah.
The alcohol.
Well, it's 8:30.
And the nicotine.
You don't touch that stuff at 7:30.
No.
You've always been that way.
I don't start till 8:50.
Oh, we'll be at 8:50.
I'm not starting for another 11 minutes. Well,
try one. Everybody's doing it.
You know how I am. I've got, willpower.
Yes, you do. Always notice that.
Yeah, that's what you notice about me.
It's willpower.
Willpower.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to be this woman, this unnamed woman out of Kennewick, Washington?
I don't want to be a woman at all, but whatever you're into.
Not what you said last night.
All right.
And there is a very small, short article with no real details in it. However, police are looking for this woman. They put up a picture of her, and they say that Kennewick police need your help tracking down a woman they say stole a large adult novelty item. Keep in mind, large adult novelty item from Castle Megastore.
Dildo?
Well, I've given you the information they have given.
Doll?
One assumes
what's the biggest thing in an adult store, puss?
That she could steal reasonably. And where did she hide it?
Oh.
She might have just grabbed it. Yes,
it fit!
Surveillance video captured images of the suspect. Police hope someone recognizes her. Do you want to be that woman? This is the woman that stole a very large adult novelty item.
Well, first of all, it's like shoplifting everywhere. I'm sure adult stores, especially these mega adult stores, have a lot of shoplifters.
Well, yeah, but not all of them make the national news.
No,
like this.
So it must be. Did she run out with a big rubber doll?
She didn't walk out with it in her hand, is what you're saying?
I'm giving you all the information that was released.
Well, that's just a lame news report. Why can't they say it was a big dildo?
Right. Big rubber penis, take me to your leader, that kind of bit.
Maybe the police didn't say. The police may not have said.
You have to say it. Because if she stole, that's what's so stupid about this. If she walked in and stole a lawnmower, it would say lawnmower of that kind of store.
It wouldn't say a large grass-cutting device?
No, it would say lawnmower. Because we can't talk about it because it's sexual now. You know, we always hated those stories. When we've done this for years now, when people, the media will say, especially print media, which you can write down swear words. It's not illegal to write down swear words. The FCC might have something to do with broadcasting. But websites will say, you can. This person was kicked off this for saying this. I'm going to go dot, 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 star, star, star. Hate those things. We're big people. We can read bad words.
The only people who don't know what they are people that have never heard those words before.
Right.
And I'm not familiar with any of those people.
Right.
No.
But a real investigative journalist would have made a couple of calls and somebody would have said, it was a big dildo.
Yeah. Dildo. A big rubber vag? How big can they get?
Somebody at the store
could have
told them.
Fist? I'm guessing that was it.
Okay.
No,
they're pretty big.
It was one of those oversized dildos. That's my guess.
The double dong?
Yes.
The biracial double dong we saw in Wichita?
Yeah. Something
I would
like
love
that.
To hear that, puss.
I think we might have to hear that.
On a separate note, apparently granny panties in the full bush are starting to trend again.
Well, we'll take the second one.
Is that a band?
That would be a great band.
That is funny.
Granny panties in the full bush.
They're on tour this fall. Catch them if you can.
Yeah. Granny panties fronts the band. The band is full bush.
Full bush.
So, yeah, apparently those things are coming back into vogue, if you will. Certainly the sales are increasing.
Now,
of full
are they going full wolf? Because you know what? We know what that looks like. And just a little bit is not full wolf. We've seen full wolf. We've
right. Well, they're talking.
We've actually, put the safari gear on and ratcheted our way through the full wolf.
Absolutely.
Right? Why are you wearing a pith helmet?
Well, because we were that was around.
We were damn grateful.
Because that's what it was. Now, I don't think...
It is what it is. You get up in there.
Are these women saying a little bit of pubic hair is a wolf? It's not.
I don't think
so. It's not.
No, but, I think they're talking full on...
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Well, but you don't hear anybody use the term wolf. They just say bush. So,
that's true.
So we're probably talking more of a reasonable size here, not...
No, then it's not old school.
No, I think this is basically old school, let it go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, check out your
classic... That's what you're into.
Check your classic porn. Yeah. That's what they're talking
about.
Or
ask your mom. She's of that age.
I'm still going to go get that clip now.
Now he's pissed at me.
So you have that to look forward to in your porn.
Or in real life, if your lady's doing it for you.
Yeah, granny panties.
Right. Well, not that part, the wolf part.
Trying to decipher an email.
Are guys going full wolf again? Why not? If they're allowed to do it. Why can't we?
That I don't know. Sure, go ahead.
Well, I never bother you. I get it, but still.
Right. I mean, there's only one person you got to get permission from there.
Well, one other person.
The other
person gets to see it once in a while. I just didn't say gets to. Has to see it once in a while.
Gets to. People are clamoring for it. There's only one that gets to see it.
I bought a Harley. I got more women after me now.
But remember perspective, too.
Yeah.
Chris, are you able to figure out what's on that email? A guy may have been a victim of sexual trickery.
Yeah. Yeah.
A victim.
Are we breaking out the violin for him?
No.
So it's twins, right?
He's not even breaking out the violin for himself.
Good.
Just saying.
Yeah.
But he did send picture evidence.
Hang on here.
Uh-huh.
Well, was it a twin?
No.
No.
So he just said, oh, yeah, it's you. He believed her.
He was taken advantage of while drunk.
Yeah, okay. X came over, and he thought it was this other girl that he had been seeing, but then it was her, and they didn't finish, but she stayed the rest of the night, and now he's wondering if, he had been the victim of sexual trickery.
How drunk was he?
Well, drunk enough.
No, you know different women.
It was dark, and she...
No, that ain't dark. I'm looking at her right now. He sent a naked photo of her.
He said he passed out, woke up in the middle of the night, and she had come over.
Yeah, that may be some file footage.
Well, that came over. Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. But he didn't finish when he found out it was her.
Ah, it's you.
Did she take a heel to his eye like Steven Weber got?
Single white female? If she did, his typing afterwards is really good.
So he was drunk. A woman shows up at his apartment. I'm getting this right.
He had fallen asleep, passed out drunk,
and
woke up.
How'd this girl have the keys to his place?
She was an ex. She probably knew where the spare key was.
Crawls into bed with him. Starts taking care of that.
Uh-huh.
He thinks it's his current one.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wakes up and kind of brushes off his eyes.
Right.
And looks at her face, realizes it's not her.
Hey,
it's the ex.
Started to talk.
Yeah.
But he still had time enough to take a picture of her naked.
That may not have been from this time.
Again, that could have been file footage.
I don't think that was of this incident.
She spent the rest of the night because she was a little drunk, and they haven't talked about it since.
And he hasn't told his current girlfriend?
No, just us.
Yeah.
Thanks for the photo evidence, by the way. We appreciate that.
She's just confiding in us.
And she obviously isn't following the new trend either, by the way.
Nope.
Well, I guess you got that excuse, because if you do get caught with your current, you have to say, listen, honey, I was drunk, and when I realized it wasn't you, I stopped.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, that guy's a much better man than me. Or you, any of you in this room.
I see him as Jason Biggs at the end of American Pie.
You're not stopping.
He's kind of
looking. You might feel regretful, but you're not stopping.
But he's looking at this going, I think I got used. All right, I got used. Yeah.
Is your photo correct?
Yes, I did.
You're staring at it, right? Yeah.
I did see it.
It's nice.
I was just making sure.
Appreciate
what I
that.
Thought it was. Yes, thank you very
and
much.
And he's not. It's not revenge porn. There's no face in the photo, so don't yell at us.
Well, not for that reason.
Well, yeah, there's plenty of reasons to yell at us.
Out of Texas, Jason San Miguel was informed that he was wanted on a burglary charge.
Another illegal alien.
Yep. Damn right.
San Miguel.
Build the wall.
So Jason said that cops would have to find him to arrest him, and he didn't think they could do that. An officer suggested that he just go ahead and turn himself in. San Miguel said, he will when he feels like it.
But he's on the social media, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he didn't think cops could find him, so a few hours later, police just went and got him in his attic. he's busted.
Not good at hide and seek.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
They just went and got him.
Find me.
Okay, you're right there.
Don't never check the attic. They'll walk around for days downstairs. They'll sell the house. Somebody else will move in. I'll sneak out.
They just went over there, went up to the attic, and come on, man, let's go.
Get down here, douchebag.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.